We've got a fun one lined up for you today on this week's episode of the East Coast Conference podcast. Joining us today is the royal family. And no, we're not talking about Charles, William, and Kate. It's Bill, Billy, and Frankie Morris of DeUville University. Welcome, crew.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Bill is in his sixth year as DeUville's Senior Associate Athletic Director for Compliance, while Billy is a senior on the baseball team and Frankie is a sophomore on the softball team. Introductions made, let's get into it. Bill, we'll start with you. With the ever-changing landscape of collegiate athletics, compliance grows increasingly more important each and every day. Talk to us about your roles and responsibilities and your position at DeUville.
So my main roles and responsibilities come with the NCAA legislation, interpretations, helping coaches follow the rules recruiting-wise, doing scholarship allotments and, you know, renewals, non-renewals, violations, those kind of things. I also educate staff, student athletes, coaches, people across campus and the other constituents in financial aid, the registrar, academic advisement, that kind of stuff, along with overseeing several of our sports here as well. So those coaches report to me to help with the management of the teams and be a little bit more hands-on. So we kind of split those up amongst our senior leadership. So that's my main focus. I was fortunate enough to get out of Division I before the NIL crashed the party. And I've been all in on Division II since my days back at Damon.
That leads us really nicely into our next question. You've held multiple positions in collegiate athletics. What some may not know about you is, as you mentioned, prior to the 2014-15 academic year, you played a pivotal role as the director of athletics at Damon during the Wildcats application to NCAA Division II. You were also an associate AD at Canisius, assistant AD at Niagara. What is it about college athletics for you that makes it such a special field to work?
Well, I like to say that, you know, when I went to school beginning in 96, I really never left college. So that's been fun. You work with student athletes of all different past different backgrounds, and you're helping them get to their next phase in life. And so it's really an ever evolving thing with new student athletes coming in every year, with seeing kids come from, you know, freshmen to sometimes graduate school, to professionals, to being doctors, to all that stuff. And, you know, there really isn't a dull day. It's just, how is it going to be different this day to the next day? You know, and when I went to Damon, that's where I really learned the Division II and fell in love with it there. Even though I had a hiatus when I was at Canisius back at my alma mater for 5 years, I found my way back to the ECC and to Division II and grateful every day that I did.
Also in the ECC and starring for the conference in Division II, Billy, you're in your fourth year with the DeUville baseball program, and you've had quite a career in the Saints uniform. It's not over yet, but you're a three-time All-ECC first-team selection, twice in the utility spot, and were voted the ECC preseason player of the year ahead of this upcoming spring season. What went into your decision to commit to DeUville for your college career? Couldn't have been all about your dad.
Honestly, the biggest factor in my decision was committing to DeUville was our head coach, Kyle McLean. From the very first time we talked, he just made it clear that he believed in me, not just as a player, but as a person. He showed genuine interest in helping me develop and set up for success both on and off the field. Just his energy, his approach to the game, and the culture he was building really stood out to me. I knew I wanted to be a part of that. And having my dad work here was definitely a great bonus. But ultimately, it was Kyle who sold me on DeUville. The trust and confidence he showed me made it an easy choice. And looking back now, I couldn't be happier I made the decision.
Let me ask you a question. Sometimes, depending on the program, you have to pick one. Either you pitch and you don't hit, or you play, you know, middle infield, wherever you're going to play, and you do hit. Did that factor into the decision at all, that you were going to be able to do all of that?
It definitely did, just because I wanted to stay part of both the positions. Yeah, that's really it. Yeah.
Billy, DeUville began the Division III to Division II membership process in February of 2020 and began competing as a provisional member of the ECC during the 2020-21 academic year. Head coach Kyle McLean's number one message to recruits was to compete for the ECC baseball regular season and tournament championship titles in 2024, which was year one of the Saints eligibility at that level. That year, your sophomore season, 18-6 ECC record, a share of the ECC regular season championship title, and of course, a runner-up finish at the ECC tournament. Now, you returned some key pieces this year. You have big bats. You have all ECC first-team catcher Derek Onvelo, first baseman Colby Wilson, outfielder Jay Collins. What's it going to take for the Saints this year to hold up that trophy on May 9th?
So holding up that ECC trophy on May 9th won't come easy. but it's going to take everything we've got as a team. We have some big bats returning, like you said, and it's more than just the talent that we need. It's about how we come together and push each other every single day. Kyle has set the standard, compete for the regular season, like you said, and the tournament championships. And that means leaving everything on the field. We have to trust each other, communicate, and stay locked in during every game, every practice, every at bat, and pitch. And there will be challenges, close games, and moments when it feels like we've hit our limit, but that's when our togetherness matters the most. We have to push past those limits, lean on our teammates, and keep fighting. If we could do that, truly play as one unit, I believe we have a real shot to lift that ECC trophy at the end of the season.
Awesome. Frankie, our newest Saint, transferred in this year after a season at Niagara. What aided in your decision to transfer to and play for Duval?
Billy always talked very highly of the school. So, and having my dad here, he always talked highly as well. So, having those two really kind of talked to me about the school when I was in the portal, I was asking. And then I came on my visit, I met Shelly, and she really wanted to see me grow as an athlete and see me grow as a human being. So, I decided to come here, and now I've never been happier.
Head coach Shelley Horner describes you as an immediate leader who is not afraid to speak your voice. She also said you have a fierce demeanor every day and you buy into the team's philosophies and that she loves having you as a member of this program. She really did rave about you on our phone call. Do you feel as if you've found a home with the Saints?
Yeah, it's. I've never. Well, I've been on a team that's been very family, but this team is. If one person has a bad day, all of us make sure that that one person's okay. And even like the coaches, like they always want us to show up to practice, show up to games with that mindset, that like that positive mindset. Being on a team that like all of us want to be positive, even when we're having bad days, like all of us want to have that positive surrounding has definitely helped.
The East Coast Conference has partnered with TicketSauce, a cutting-edge event ticketing and marketing platform designed to support athletic programs, campus events, and fan engagement as its ticketing platform for all ticketed 2025-26 ECC championships. Included in this collaboration are a modern, mobile-friendly ticketing experience, flexible on-site and online ticketing tools, custom branding and white label support, and more. TicketSauce, a proud partner of the East Coast Conference. Bill, take off the compliance hat, put on the dad hat. Both of your kids are on campus now. That has to be pretty cool.
Very cool. I couldn't be happier, but I also made it a point during both of their recruitments that sure, I'm gonna have a pitch and you know what I mean, input, but more factual. And I wanted to make sure that they wanted to be here. That they're here makes me very happy. A lot easier to see a lot of the games, because I can pawn it off as work. But it's been fun. It's been great. I don't mind them coming into my office just to say hi every once in a while. You know what I mean? So it's been really fun and it's really been great to see them thrive here.
Billy, are you happy to have Frankie at Duval with you for your senior year?
Not one bit. No, I'm just kidding. Having my sister here on campus for my senior year is just a mix of pure chaos and total comfort. But some days she drives me completely nuts, and but other days I'm glad she's around for like the late night laughs, or just someone to roll my eyes at together. Like I can annoy her, she can annoy me, and somehow it just still works because at the end of the day, it's awesome having her close by. And senior year wouldn't feel the same without it.
Frankie, would you agree? What's it like to be on campus with your dad and your older brother?
Billy summed it up. It is pretty chaotic, but definitely it's a unique experience. Having my dad, if I need something from home, he'll bring it for me. But having him is, it's nice, but at the same time, we annoy each other so much that it's like we need a break from each other. But if I'm second guessing myself, like athletically, like in the weight room or at practice, if I'm second guessing myself, he's always there and I'll run to him and ask for advice or show him hitting videos, and it's nice.
Bill, you also have a background on the diamond as you pitched for Canisius back in 1997 and 1998. And there's another member of the family that we would be absolutely remiss not to acknowledge, and that's Jackie Morris. Bill, you and your wife Jackie attended Canisius from 96 to 2000. where she was a 4-year standout for the Golden Griffins softball team and went on to coach at Niagara and Deauville. Ahead of this call, you told me that she was the stud out of the two of you on the diamond. So tell us more.
By far, I'm just grateful the kids got her athletic ability. I like to say I was on the team where she actually played. How's that? So, I mean, she's still to this day in the record books at Canisius Softball. She won two MAC championships while she was there. I mean, she is the true champion of this family. And I mean that with all my heart. I wouldn't have been able to get through the 24 season as a coach without her, so that was truly a blessing to have her. And I mean, like I said, she's been great. She made me understand that softball and baseball are very different. You use a bat and a ball and a glove, but they're very different sports. And over the years, since I met her in college, I mean, over the years, she taught me a lot more about it. Still not here. I can throw up mean BP, but that's about it when it comes to softball. So I'll do that all the time. But when it comes to like actual, like, what to do and when, she's the one. I mean, she's to this day, she still coaches, helps friends coach. She was an umpire back in the day, which she might get back into when the kids are done playing. But yeah, she's the true athlete of the family right now.
Did you guys play wiffle ball as a family growing up? Like, those games had to be crazy if you did.
I was always the stud.
Nikki, we have video of wiffle ball with Billy when he was two in our front yard in like 30-degree weather, and just asking Jackie to keep throwing the ball. Keep throwing the ball. Want to hit, want to hit. So
Were you hitting bombs when you were two?
always.
Spoken like a true preseason player of the year. I love that. Billy, we have a whole college season ahead, but it's fun to look toward the future. After a strong showing with the Forest City Owls in the Coastal Plain League, you were called up last summer to join the Orleans Firebirds of the prestigious Cape Cod Baseball League, a dream come true for many, the aspiring professional player. Two-part question here. What did the Cape Cod League experience mean for you? And is that the ultimate dream to play in the MLB?
So playing the Cape Cod League with the Orleans Firebirds was just an incredible experience. After a summer with Forest City Owls in the Coastal Plain League, moving up to the Cape put me in a just totally new environment with some of the best college players in the country. It definitely challenged me to elevate my game, stay focused every day, and adapt to the higher level of competition. Beyond that, it was about the learning experience, building relationships, and embracing the grind that comes with elite baseball. But as for the ultimate dream, yeah, playing in the MLB is something I aspire to. Being in the Cape Cod League was definitely a step in the right direction, especially seeing all the names who have come through there and gone to the majors. It's just a reminder of what's possible and motivates me to keep pushing, improving, and taking every opportunity seriously to get one step closer to that goal.
Frankie, looking ahead to this Deauville softball season, you've joined a team that made history in one of our most exciting ECC championships of last year, by far. After dropping game one of the double elimination tournament to top-seeded Stack on Thursday, the fourth-seeded Saints took down number three Molloy, number two Mercy, and then back-to-back games against Stack on Saturday. Deauville softball is talented, they're competitive, and you're about to add to it with a big lefty bat. Defensive abilities at the corners and behind the plate, according to Coach Horner. What have you seen throughout the fall and this winter offseason that makes this team special and ready to make another mark in the postseason?
What really has stood out to me was the mindset on this team. Since day one, you can tell this group wasn't just showing up to show up. They were showing up and competing with intense, competitive, and purposeful practices. Like, everyone was pushing each other in practice at the weight room. And what gives me confidence heading into this season is the chemistry on the team. We all hold each other accountable, but we also celebrate each other's successes. So while we have that competitive mindset, we're also celebrating each other and happy for each other when we accomplish certain things. So between the work ethic and the mindset is what makes this team pretty good. And I think we're ready to make another mark.
The East Coast Conference has partnered with Collegiate Travel Network to create ecctravel.com, a travel booking platform designed to offer new personal and professional lodging options for ECC fans, alumni, and all travelers. The new platform provides hotel discounts up to 50% off with almost all global hotel chains and is customized to help ECC fans, alumni, and all travelers save on lodging expenses. The site offers exceptional consumer value while providing an avenue to financially support the league and its member institutions. Visit ecctravel.com today. Let's close this up with some fun family superlatives. Anyone can answer these, okay? Here we go. Who is most likely to make everyone laugh during dinner?
Billy.
All right. For our listeners who can't see video, Frankie is just not going to take that answer.
Thought I was the funny one, but okay.
Billy, what do you think?
I would say me.
Oh, Frankie. All right. It's okay. Who is most likely to lose their phone?
Billy.
Billy. He'll agree. He'll agree.
I do agree to that question.
Who is most likely to binge watch an entire TV series in one day?
Yeah, that one's me.
That's you, Frankie. You watching anything good right now?
No, my roommates want to start a show, so I think we're going to start that maybe this week.
Who is most likely to prank everyone on April Fool's Day?
My dad.
Yeah.
So, big old birthday boy.
Yeah, your birthday is April 1st, huh, Bill? That's pretty cool. Right in the middle of both the seasons, too. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Who is most likely to take the longest to get ready?
That one's me.
Self-admittedly.
Well, she's also my fashion expert. So I ask her for my experience, for me to help. So maybe that helps with her being too late. So I don't know.
All right. Taking the blame, I say. And who is most likely to travel the world?
I feel like
both of us.
You guys ever want to do like a brother sister trip in the future? If so, where would that be?
I think we might, but it might be like with some of our other friends.
Italy.
And last one, who is most likely to absolutely crush this episode of the ECC podcast? That would be the Morris family. Nice job, guys. Billy and the Deauville Saints baseball team have a long road stretch across the next 3.5 weeks, but will host Clarion in their home opener at 2 p.m. on Tuesday, March 24th at Sal Magley Stadium in Niagara. Frankie and the Deauville Saints softball team are headed to the Space Coast Spring Games down in Vieira, Florida from March 8th through the 13th and will host Edinburgh in their home opener at 3 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday, March 18th at Dobson Field in Buffalo. Catch those home openers on Flow College. Billy and Frankie, best of luck this season. Bill, always a pleasure. This has been an absolute blast, guys. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Nikki. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
What a fun group they were to have on this week. As a reminder, you can stream, download, and subscribe this Morris Family episode and all of our episodes through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and the official ECC website at eccsports.org/podcasts. On behalf of Bill, Billy, and Frankie, this is ECC Associate Commissioner Nikki Philpott saying we'll see you next week for a special men's and women's basketball edition on the East Coast Conference podcast.